And you were with American Motors. So when Bess was assassinated, I mean, that just was awfully startling to you and everybody else.
I went to Paris for the funeral, and it was, they gave him, it would be like if one of our top generals or vice presidents or presidents died, they gave him a, with full honors in the church that is used by their equivalent of West Point. And it was a fabulous, very formal ceremony. And it was a kind of a, you had mixed feelings. You were, you know, we're excited about watching this thing because we had a very prime position and everything, including the, you know, inside the church. Losing him, we knew, was a real loss.
For
American Motors.
Right. But if it turned out to be okay.
Well, yeah, you don't know what's going to come next.
But then didn't that lead the way, obviously, to Chrysler purchasing American Motors in the next year?
That's right. That's right.
And so that was good for American Motors, but probably ultimately good for you as well.
That was the problem. I didn't know what side of the fence I wanted to be on.
You didn't know on AMC or Chrysler. Okay.
I mean, I was, at that time, I was president of American Motors.
Well, we didn't point that out yet, had we? That you came to that position as president of American Motors Corporation.
Right. And
that was 4 years after you'd been hired by them.
And as a matter of fact, there was one thing that involved my relationship with Bess. In 1986, General Motors, in September of that year, they wanted to start off with a big bang sales push for the fourth quarter. And they introduced low percent time purchase, and came out with a 2.6% financing for 36 months. And within a week, Ford came out and matched it. And then Chrysler came out, and what they did, they ended up going 0.2 down, 2.4%, but for 24 months, not 36. Now, most people will want to take the 36 months because they'll get a lower payment. So Chrysler knew that their program wasn't going to cost them as much, but they would get people because 2.4% financing is better than 2.6. So we had to do something at American Motors. We were stocked with cars. We had more cars than we were selling at that point. And the Jeeps were selling great, but the cars were backed up. And I sent the guy who was in charge of my finance company and my general sales manager, I said, you guys got to come up with something. You know, we have to be in this game, and you know, look at what Chrysler's done, and see what we can do. Can we match the Chrysler deal? Well, they came back to me and they said, "Joe, how'd you like 0% financing?" I said, "What, 0%?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Well, explain it to me." Well, they say we go 0%. For 12 months, and then we will match Chrysler at 2.4% for 2 years, for 24 months. And then we could go and match General Motors at 36. And I said, well, everybody's going to get excited about 0% financing. I said, but let's go, instead of matching Ford and GM at 2.6 for 36, let's go to 2.9, because no one's going to look at that and the ads and what they hear. They're all going to be looking at 0% financing. So our program cost would be far less on a per unit basis than any of the other auto manufacturers. And when we announced that, it was like telling people you could slice bread for them. It was unbelievable. We had people, hordes of people, coming into our dealerships, and many of them were handing out numbers like you'd get if you went to shop in a grocery store. Who would you take? Who's the next customer? We had people who sat in the cars and wouldn't get out until, I'm buying this car, I'm not going to get out of this car. And the media, the PR was unbelievable. I had 21 television stations, networks, you know, CNN, and they all wanted interviews. They came to American Center. We had all these radio stations. We had to pass out handling radio calls to everybody because we couldn't handle them all. And I had Larry King said, if you come to Washington, I'll give you an hour. Well, you know, I was just elated. This was, and the merchandise was flying out of the stores. We had this great 0% financing that everybody in the world was talking about. And I got a call from France, and George Best wanted to see me. He was quite upset. All the French papers are talking about those crazy Americans are giving away our money. So, and when did he want to see me? Tomorrow morning. I made plans, and I flew out that evening. Landed next morning in Paris. They had a driver there to pick me up. It took me to where George Best was. In the meantime, I had asked my CFO to give to the comparable guy at Paris a sheet that showed the comparison of our program cost with the competitions, and also tell them what's happening to our supply of vehicles and what our sales are. So when I got to the building, he was having a meeting with some government people, but they were on a coffee break, and they ushered me right over to him. And as they're taking me over, the fella told me, we've already shown Mr. Best the comparison of AMC's costs with everybody else's and how much lower it is and what's happening to the inventories that are being cleared out. So he knows all that. So I got to him, and hello, Joe, shook my hand. He said, very good job. Keep it up. And that was it. It took 2 minutes. So I flew almost 4,000 miles to get an attaboy. And I went right back. And the next day, we went to see Larry King in Washington, D.C. And I was on his show for 2 hours. And, you know, Larry King he serves up such great softballs for you. I mean, he's not a mean guy and is going to try to pin you against a wall or something. He would give like a big, American Motors has set the world on fire with 0% financing. No, first time ever, blah, blah, blah. And then he'd ask me questions, you know, and it was the best 2 hours of my life.
And we should say, because there'll be future generations, Larry King was a nighttime television host of a talk show on what is known as the network of CNN. And it was the talk show to tune into at that time. There's no question about it. So, yes, we call that earned media, don't we? And you had 2 hours of wonderful media that you probably couldn't afford to buy.
Exactly.